CKDU interviews with Carly Nicholson, who's running for the DSU Senate position. So welcome to the show, Carly.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. What program are you in?
I'm in IDS and poli-sci, actually. It's a double major with concentrating in IDS.
And what year are you in?
I'm in third year.
Okay. And what brought you to run for the Senate position?
I've been involved with the DSU for a couple of years now. I kind of fell into a residence representative position on council a couple of years ago. I put my hand up and voila, landed on council. So I actually got really interested in the DSU after that. I'm kind of a politics junkie. And so after a year of that, I decided to apply for the External Education Commissioner job with Rob Lefort, who's the VP Education right now. And we're mostly on external education, so we concentrate on lobbying issues and external issues like tuition. And we did a lot of work with the provincial election. So that's been my focus for the past year, but there's a lot of really interesting stuff going on within the university, which is what Senate focuses on. So that's why I decided to run.
Cool. What kind of, will this be your first time sitting on council if elected?
No, I sat on council 2 years ago, actually not 2 years ago, I guess it would be last year, 2008-2009, as the residence representative or one of the two res representatives.
Okay. And what kind of issues do you think will be coming up at the Senate level and at the council level that will be on your table next year? It's okay. You need to take
that. Yeah, I have a cold right now.
No, it's okay.
Senate-wise, the teaching evaluations that they're trying to push through to go online, it looks like they're wrapping that up, and hopefully I think we just need to keep on top of that and make sure it gets maintained, because I think that's a really useful tool for students to choose their classes and kind of know what they're getting into. There's obviously the informal one that a lot of people may know about, readmyprofessor.ca. Personally, I found that really helpful when first applying to university. I landed in a couple really good classes that the class didn't really interest me, but the prof was amazing. So I think that could be really helpful, and especially if we had something that's campus-wide. Another thing is, personally, personal focuses is bursaries, and I really want to kind of get in depth with that in Senate with the Academic Advisory Committee, I guess. Just kind of look at that and see what the process of that is for students, because I think it could be a lot more beneficial than it is right now.
And in terms of at the student level of sort of student participation in the politics around campus, we've seen a lot of mobilizing input when it came to the petition against secret contracts. Do you think that food services on campus is going to continue to be an issue over the next year, and how would you approach it?
For sure, I think it will. I think it'll always be an issue, quite frankly. I think the secret contracts issue, one of the big things with that is communications, because unfortunately contracts are contracts. We're pretty much binded into that, and so we can't just be like, okay, we're going to stop doing that right today. But I think that we definitely need to keep the lines of communication open between what the students want and what the executives see as good for the student union. So I think when the contract comes up for renewal, a lot more student input, meetings, large meetings with roundtables, I guess you would call them, to get student input about what they want to see, whether they want Pepsi to have a monopoly, whether they want Coke to have a monopoly, whether they want no one to have a monopoly, whether, you know, they want more organic local food, which seems to be a big issue, and personally I would love that. But I think we definitely, communication is the key.
Okay, Carly. Where were we? I'm going to actually switch up the pace and do some less serious questions. These are from Inside the Actor Studio, a TV show.
Nice.
What's your favorite word?
Serendipitous, I think. I like that word.
What's your least favorite word?
That's harder, actually. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm going to think about that, though, when I go home.
Okay. Yep. What turns you on?
Guitar players.
What turns you off?
White hats and pop collars.
What sound or noise do you love?
jazz, I guess if you could call it a sound. Jazz piano.
What sound or noise do you hate?
Nails on the chalkboard. Who doesn't love that? Or who doesn't hate that, rather?
And what's your favorite curse word?
Fuck. I say go big or go home.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I'd like to be a chef. I don't think I could do it because I think it's just probably really high stress, but I could be a laid-back chef who had, you know, all the time in the world. I love to cook, so.
Oh, nice. What profession would you not like to do?
9-to-5 desk job, quite honestly. I don't know, I want to be a lawyer, so I may wind up doing that one day, ironically enough, but I would hate to just go to work and not care, and I guess everybody feels like that at this point, though, so hopefully that doesn't ever happen.
Yeah.